Well, Jane Ace has gone in for social work and better housing conditions for the poor. Mr. Ace is about to put over his biggest real estate deal. There's a connection there because Jane is joining a group of women who are opposing the city's collection of the identical piece of ground Mr. Ace expects to sell the city for a housing project. This episode is in alternating scenes between the meeting place of the women and Mr. Ace's office. But first, the meeting where Mrs. Marsh, society leader and chairman, is calling for order. Listen.
I'm calling the meeting to order.
Come on, have a word with you, Mrs. Block, please.
So sorry, my dear.
Everybody comes with him.
Well, that's better.
There's a lot to discuss, and our time is limited. So I'd like to have as little confusion as possible. Now, the secretary will please read the minutes.
The meeting was called to order by Mrs. Marsh, and the group went immediately into the plan for better housing conditions for the poor. It was moved and seconded that we do everything within our power and leave no stone unturned to oppose the building of homes for the unfortunate on the property to the far side of the railroad tracks. A committee of three was appointed to look over other properties and recommend them to the city. In this way, our work is reconstructed. As we can point out to the city, the advantages of a better location for this housing project. It is just moved and seconded that we adjourn for 1 week to give the committee time to make a full report on all locations. We will then adjourn. Signed, Adele Ross and Joseph. Order, please. Now, are there any corrections to the minutes? And if we have any corrections at all? Well, are there any questions before we proceed with the business at hand? Any questions? Anybody?
Yes. Is there a one-piece dress the secretary's wearing, or a separate blouse and skirt?
I suppose you're all wondering who it was who asked that question. Ladies, I've taken the liberty of bringing a new worker to our group. I know she'll be received with open arms and the cordiality for which we are known. She expressed a great interest in our work and will be of great service to us in our cause. Ladies, I want you to meet Jane Ace. Stand up, please, my dear. May I present Mrs. Ace?
Pleased to meet your acquaintance.
Won't you please come forward, Mrs. Ace?
Beg pardon?
Won't you come up here so our members may have a better look at
you? Oh, well, I'm glad you're masked, though. I didn't have
that. That's quite all right. You look perfectly charming. That's it, now. Right up these two chairs.
Oh,
I'm
sorry. Did you hurt yourself?
No, I'm all right. I just didn't see. Ladies, this is Jane Ace.
And
over here, my dear.
My hat's
tied. I met Mrs. Ace last week. I told her of the work we're doing. I described the squalor in which our poor are living. The old tenement houses, the wretched rooms, the filthy halls. And she's most sympathetic and understanding, and expressed the hope that she might be able to do something. So I asked her to join us. She needs workers of her spirit, and I'm sure she'll fit into our scheme of things. Perhaps I can persuade Mrs. A to express her ideas now. Mrs. A.
What?
Won't you say a little something to the committee?
Oh, well, I'm sure glad to be here and to meet everybody. Mrs. Marsh told me about how you're working to help the poor people. I think it's a shame that they have to live in this Old Testament house.
Older people, ladies.
Like you said, Mrs. Marsh, pardon me, the squalor. If a squalor came along and blew down those old houses, well, it could. That's why I think it's terrible that they have to live in places like that. I think they ought to have some place where it's nice and comfortable and cool in the summer and vice versa. And I'm going to do anything I can to help them. Because I always say a wife should take the bitter with the better. But why do they have to have the bitter all the time? Especially when there's so much nicer places they can live in. Why do they have to live on the other side of the railroad track? I think it's a shame to let them live there like that. But there's so many other places.
List of all my holdings, Miss Wilson.
Yes, it's eight.
Is this everything, this list here?
Oh, yes, sir. I checked and rechecked. Everything's there.
But what, Miss Wilson? What are you looking so worried about?
Well, it's just that I hate to say this, Mr. Ace,
But isn't this rather a risky gamble you're taking?
A gamble? Well, since when?
I know it's none of my business. But after all, I've worked here for you a good many years, and I think I've learned a little from you about being cautious and thinking twice before...
I have thought twice. Don't worry, Miss Wilson. I'm not going into this proposition with my eyes closed.
Yes, sir.
I've got information that I can't divulge at this time.
Yes, I thought you had, but it's taking everything you've got.
I know it is. It's the biggest deal I've ever been in on, and I'm in on the inside track.
You're sure the city's going to buy that horse?
Absolutely. You don't think I'd be putting up everything I've got for an option on it if I weren't sure?
Yes, sir, but I thought I read somewhere or heard that there was a lot of talk about the city building someplace
else. Oh, that's just talk. I happen to know that... Oh, Mr. Morris, come in.
Good afternoon.
Come in, Mr. Morris, and... that'll be all, Miss Wilson. Just go over this once more and make sure it's all there. I want to be able to close this deal by tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
How are you today, Mr. A?
Oh, fine. Have a chair.
Thank you.
I was just going over this list of all my holdings. I'm liquidating everything for the ready cash I'll need to get the stop in.
Fine. You ought to close it.
Oh, I'm going to tomorrow.
Well, that's the idea.
Mr. Morris, my secretary was just telling me. She's such an overly cautious guy. She thinks I'm taking quite a chance here.
Nonsense. What chance? I bet the city is going to build on that ground. I'm a born city alderman.
I was just saying what she said. She's a pretty smart girl. Keeps in touch with all real estate developments in town. Well, even she knows about this agitation that the women are stirring up against the city's buying this ground.
Oh, everybody knows it. The women have been pretty active, but they haven't a chance. I know. My wife's even working against it.
Yeah, that was quite a shock to me when I found out that Mrs. Ace was joining up.
Hopeless. Just Mrs. Marsh's way of having today's good acquaintance with ourselves. These women always have to be doing something. It gives them something to think about besides parties and drinks.
Yes, I guess it does.
Let them agitate. Mm. There's always agitation. Every time the city makes an important move, once the thing's closed, they'll forget all about it and find something else to agitate about. You know women.
Yes, I guess they're always...
Seriously, you don't believe that anything your wife or my wife could do would interest the city on a deal like this?
Sure, I guess so.
There's been little or no mention in the newspapers about it.
Yes, I've noticed that.
You can't very well arouse public sentiment when the public isn't being informed.
Yes, I noticed the papers have had very little about it.
Why should the papers carry anything about it? They know it's not important agitation. They're not interested in what a little group of women might try to stir up.
I guess it's just nothing.
Of course it's nothing. Now, don't you worry about it. You just hurry up.
To be able to do something to help the poor people move into better homes. And I'll do anything you want me to, and I don't care how long it takes, because I always say this home wasn't built in a day, you know.
Well, thank you very much, Mrs. I'm sure your talk is inspiring to us all, wasn't it, lady?
Oh, thank you. I didn't know I could make a speech.
Thank you for coming out, and... Now, while you're still here, I'd like to ask one of our members to make a motion that we appoint you to the Committee on the Newspaper Publishing.
Me?
Will someone make the motion?
Mrs. Chairman,
Mrs. Long.
Oh, thanks.
I think Mrs. Ace is too new a member in our group to hold such a responsible job.
Mrs. Chairman, Mrs. Haynes.
Well, thanks.
Just a moment. I'm not through.
Miss Haynes has the floor, Mrs. Long.
I know what Mrs. Haynes is going to say, and I don't
know. Well, of course you know what I'm going to say, my dear. You know that I know that you thought you were the one for the job.
Well, thank you.
Order, please. The idea. And in front of our new member.
Well, it's nice.
I insist on order. Mrs. Haynes has the floor.
Thank you. I move that Mrs. H be appointed a committee of one to handle the newspaper publicity for our campaign. To change the location of the better houses for them of this city.
I second the motion.
It has been moved and seconded that Mrs. H be appointed a committee of one to handle the newspaper publicity. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say no. The ayes have it. Congratulations, Mrs. Ace.
What?
You're in charge of newspaper publicity.
Oh, all right.
And if you wait a few minutes after the adjourn, I'll show you just exactly how to go about getting little items in newspapers about our work. Mrs. Block,
I think the time has come when we need more than just little items in the newspaper.
Well, my dear, little items are better than none. We're doing all we can.
Just what, for instance?
Well, we've started the ball rolling. Things like this take time.
Our time is very limited. We need action.
Mrs. Chairman.
Mrs. Haynes.
I'm a member of the committee in charge of seeing the mayor. And I wish to report that so far we haven't been able to gain an audience.
There, you see.
Order, please, Mrs. Locke. Mrs. Haynes, why haven't you been able to see the mayor?
He just won't see us. He knows what we want to see him about. But there's pressure being brought against our campaign.
Then we should bring pressure, too. And the way to do it is through the newspapers. Let the public understand what's going on.
Of course, Miss Blunt. And that will be the duty of Mr. Ace.
But what does he know about newspapers?
Just a minute now. What do you mean, what do I know about newspapers?
That's what I say. What do you know about the newspapers?
Well, we take them. We take them.
Hold up, please. I'm not that older.
Mrs. Hayes,
I think Mrs. Block is unfair. She's condemning Mrs. Ace without a trial. I think the least we can do after hearing Mrs. Ace's enthusiastic speech is to give her a fair trial on the publicity job. If the newspapers continue to ignore our campaign after that, then will be the time to put somebody else on the committee.
But the time is so short.
So 2 to 3 days more won't matter.
I think your suggestion is very wise, Mrs. Haynes. We should give Mrs. Ace a fair chance at handling the newspaper publicity.
Mrs. Chairman,
Mrs. Joseph,
after we have this rather embarrassing conversation, I move the chair to give Mrs. Ace a vote of confidence on her new assignment.
I second the motion.
It has been moved and seconded that we give Mrs. Ace a vote of confidence. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The ayes have it. Mrs. Ace?
Yes?
On behalf of our group, I wish to give you a vote of confidence on your acceptance of the assignment of newspaper publicity. And may you have many little items to show for your trouble.
Oh, Mrs. Mars, please.
Well, not in front of everybody.
Well, at any rate, Jane's in charge of newspaper publicity. And Mr. Ace is preparing to stake his all on this deal. Both James and Mr. Ray swing into action when next we meet the Easy Aces.